Republicans want a divorce. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. That promise to keep Muslims from coming to the U.S. now has the Republican Party filing for divorce from Donald Trump. Party Chairman Reince Priebus said he went too far. So did House Speaker Paul Ryan. Even Dick Cheney, who you could argue wrote the book on going too far, said Trump went too far. And in saying so, and there's speculation this might actually be Trump's strategy, in saying so, these Republican leaders find themselves oddly on the same page as President Obama, who said on Sunday,
"It is our responsibility to reject religious tests on who we admit into this country."
Trump's critics say that to discriminate against Muslims is a betrayal of America's values. But when you see Trump's popularity, you have to wonder if that's really true. The president's speech on Sunday was packed with American values, and it got panned.
"We were founded upon a belief in human dignity, that no matter who you are or where you come from or what you look like or what religion you practice, you are equal in the eyes of God and equal in the eyes of the law."
Do Americans believe that stuff anymore? When we look at a stranger, do we see the face of Jesus, or do we want to see some papers and a background check?
Let's not forget that freedom is more powerful than fear.
Well, if that's true, why are so many people lining up at gun shops?
My fellow Americans, I am confident we will succeed in this mission because we are on the right side of history.
But the evidence is telling me that a lot of Americans are saying, to heck with history, I'd rather be on the right side of a 9mm Glock. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.